from that beautiful, deep connection to the cells of your souls. Take a breath and come into the center of your being, where the vibration of your old soul knowing is saying yes. And another breath, and dropping in more deeply, expanding that yes into all the parts of you. The part from the past, the part in the future, and of course, the part right in the now, where we are as family. One vibration as one heart, as one beautiful belonging, one tribe, the mirror that we are of the cosmos, of our ancestors, the ancient Pleiadians, and the mirror of our beautiful Gaia, our planet, her crystals sparkling beneath us as she celebrates this gathering of all of these hearts of humanity saying yes to love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those who've never seen this before, you'll notice that my partner does not prepare or adjust for channeling. And as we've said before, this is because the divinity, what he is doing is part of him, like it's part of you. And through these years, there has been a meld. And the meld is described as that which is the human being understanding that the great source, which you would call God, is part of you. Given to you in that which was the creation story. You might say, what is it that the channeler is going to give me today that I haven't already heard from those on the planet that would have a belief system that I am ingrained in, that I believe in, that I've invested in? I want to show you the difference. What you've been told about the love of God is wonderful, beautiful. You feel it, don't you, when you worship? But dear ones, that's just earthwide. There's something happening here that begins to expand everything you've ever been told to be such a grander, greater story than you can believe. It's hard to know where to begin. All through history, all through humanity, up to these days of the shift, everything has been wrapped around the singularity of one idea. The planet Earth. You listen to those who would teach you from here, the planet Earth. All of the systems of belief that you would have originate here, the planet Earth. Oh, you speak of the one God, but that God made the planet Earth. Even the scripture starts with the creation of planet Earth. And so what you have, dear ones, is a beautiful story of what happened here. Let me ask you, in this day and age, as you look out into the cosmos, the vastness of your own galaxy, you start making the discoveries of physics, of chemistry, of sameness, of the potential even of life on other bodies, moons, even with your own solar system. You speak to those who build a spacecraft and you ask them, what's on it? What are you testing for? And they'll say, life. We believe that there could be microbial life in the moons. And there is, and they will discover it. And dear ones, you will see the chemistry of it. It's a lot like you. A lot like Earth, dear ones. Is it possible that the story of God is so much bigger than Earth? So much bigger than Earth. Is it possible that in the vastness of the galaxy, that there could be other life like you? If you look at the statistics of all of creation, of when things got where they are and when they were formed and how long it took and how old you are, and you measure the dirt and the rocks, and you find out something. You're very young. Could it be that this planet has just begun to evolve? And one of the biggest evolutionary thoughts is that you're not alone. What if the statistics are correct and that there's life everywhere? And that some of it is old and ancient and wise and has gone through so much and knows who you are. What if I told you that there are those who protect you from others? And you would say, well, that's a far cry from what we believe. I would like to introduce you to a grander plan. It's one that says this, that there's more than you that is divine in this galaxy. That the God that created this planet and this galaxy and this universe was busy creating life in other places long before the spark of life ever got to this planet. Isn't it interesting that you put categorically things in little boxes and you have linearity in all your belief system wrapped around the globe called Earth? And in that, you see angels and you see humans. And there's nothing in between, is there? You're either a human or you're from an angelic source, nothing in between. And dear ones, that is because the linearity of humans in a place that's just been isolated like you has only that concept. What if there were shades of divinity? Have you ever heard of those from Orion? Have you ever heard of those from Arcturus? Have you ever heard of those from Sirius? Have you ever heard of the Hathors? On and on. What are those? Who are those? And there would be those who'd say, that's nonsense, they don't exist. And there are others who'd say, I met them. And overwhelmingly, all of them have one attribute: compassion, help, love. Could it be that they represent other civilizations, societies who've gone through major change, major tests, and had an evolution where God inside expanded so that they were all masters, like the one who visited this earth lately? Could it be that they could even change physics like the one who visited this earth lately? Is it possible that they could have the compassion of the Creator because they've been through it? Think of this. Think of this. What if God was so much bigger than the earth that you're not alone? You're just the newest ones starting to go through a shift of awareness that God is so big that all this could have existed, and that it's all then centering on you because of the shift that you've made into this, a new energy of development, of evolution, of awareness, of awakening. Listen to me. This does not change anything you've learned. It just enhances it. What if God were so big? God could create the universe, the galaxy, and yet so small that God knows your name. What you call God, Spirit, is so grand, you cannot imagine the consciousness that exists there. If you could even call it a consciousness, pure love, so big, and yet so small, so personal. What if I told you that every single human listening here, everyone in the room, was born magnificent in the eyes of God. Born magnificent. And that everything else that you've ever been told comes from that which humans have developed in their search for God, not understanding that God is not a human. God does not have a father with discipline. God does not tell you to clean up your room and then punish you if you don't. Pure love doesn't do that. Pure love knows you. Dear ones, you didn't come here to suffer. You came here to enhance this planet. You came here to embrace the trees, to partner with Gaia like the ancients did, to understand the partnership with all things, the oneness of everything together. And in that, you move forward into your own compassionate consciousness that changes your life. You want to know the practical things that this channel has for you? How about extended health? How about healing? How about an awareness of joy? So when you wake up in the morning, you're not overwhelmed by problems and issues of the day, or by the family and the drama and the things that humans wallow in because they think that's what humans do. Well, that's only what humans do because they've chose to do it, dear ones. You're magnificent. I want you to know, as you sit here right now, you're not alone. This thing you call God, this creation source, this spirit, has a piece of you on the other side of the veil called the higher self. You live in several places at once and are not even aware of it, because in your dimensional perception, all you see is what's in the mirror. But dear ones, when you sit alone and meditate or pray or worship, can't you feel it? The chills that will come over you, the knowledge that you're so expansive and that all is well and everything works with everything else. You're a piece of a whole that is so much grander. Your consciousness can expand. That's the oneness. It's time to get out of the planetary view and into that which is the universal view, the galactic view, that there are those who have gone before like you, looking like you, acting like you, with consciousness like you, humanoid like you. You'll meet them someday. And there'll be a big aha. Aha! I knew it. There had to be others. This is the message, and always will be, of this age, of this day, that God is bigger than anything you've ever been told and waits for you to take the hand of understanding, perhaps of an angelic force that is here, that literally stands next to you and walks next to you and sleeps next to you, waiting for you to acknowledge how big you are. And in that, dear ones, there is so much peace. That's what awakening is. It's an awakening to your connection to the pieces and the parts of everything that is. You belong here. The ones listening to this are old souls. Others would have no idea what this message is about. Some are even afraid of it. It's too expansive. It can't be so. It's too strange. But the old soul starts to ring true. An old soul, the reason you're here is because when you start to expand into these things, everything changes. And what changes for you is the compassion factor within each of you. It starts to change how you feel about each other, the world. You start to look at the things that you didn't like before, and you start to realize, well, perhaps there are shades of appropriateness, and I'm looking at the difficulties they may have instead of what's wrong with them. It allows you to send your compassion to dark places, to put light in places that need it instead of complaining about them. That's compassionate action. It allows an old soul an understanding of the connection with all things. And in that connection, the ability to work with them, to send light to them, even to love them. The master who walked this earth was unconditional. Didn't matter what you'd done, who you were, you walked into his presence and you felt it and you knew it, and there was no judgment. When he cast his eyes upon you, he saw your soul. He saw the higher self. He saw the appropriateness of all things within you. And so many around him dropped to their knees, not in worship, but in thanks that there was no judgment, only love. And then they received what they came for. Healing, redemption, light, a new start, a new way, a new understanding of who God is. That is the message of this channeler, of this time, and always will be. Awakening to grandness beyond anything that you've ever been told. That's enough for now. Is the message any different from yesterday? No, it is not. It'll be the message of tomorrow, the next day, and the next. And that is because the message is about you, about your life, about everything that you're going through. And so it is.